is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, June 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, I suppose we'll be having an interview with Ministry of Tourism. I don't see them. But I want to read that Ministry of Tourism, their Tourism Development Corporation, supposed to be having a business conference coming up. And if they do show up, I'll be having that discussion on that. Perhaps they're running late or they forgot, but I have the space. They're supposed to come, Ministry of Tourism, for their Tourism Development Corporation business conference upcoming. So I'm kind of excited about that to see what that's going to be all about. But since my guest is not here, I will continue the conversation that Aaron the clock. But I want to have a theme about this conversation. And the theme today is going to be scandal or distraction. Whether what we are talking about is a scandal worth interrogation, investigation, criticism, right? Or is it a distraction, which we need to ignore and say, man, let's get to the nitty-gritty, man. Stop distracting us from what is actually happening. The plane that we're discussing, right? Is that a scandal or a distraction, Aaron? When I first heard about the plane, it was a lying item mentioned by the opposition.
Yeah.
Right? He said, hey, where this $2.5 million purchase acquisition is the word they use of this plane. It was a lying item in the Ministry of Finance. So I call it the Prime Minister's office, right? And we know that, what the MP name again for South Andres?
Lundy
works in the office of the Prime Minister. So I understand why he responded, him that responded, because he works there. And if the lying item is in the Ministry of Finance, technically, kind of, maybe, squint your eyes. All of that is one, since the Minister of Finance is the Prime Minister and he works in the Prime Minister's office. So, hey, can you explain this lying item? Where does $2.5 million going to acquire this plane? And he explained, we're getting this plane, and he explained that this plane is going to be transferring members of parliament.
Did he say that? I don't recall him saying that.
No?
I thought he said government personnel.
No, I remember members of parliament. That's why there was a discussion on whether it's going to be playing for the prime minister or whether it's going to be playing for the general members of parliament in general, the government, right? And it's going into detail about members of parliament, as you know, have to go to the family islands back and forth. And so therefore they need a plane, right? Subsequently, we had like two or three more people gone in detail about the plane. We had the director of communication. He spoke on the plane. We had the Minister of National Security. He spoke on the plane. At the end of it, we found out that the plane is a used plane, one, because I thought when he said go quiet, new plane is going to buy a new plane. And we found that the plane cost $3 million, $3.5 million, extra $1 million instead of $2.5 million for a brand new one.
Okay.
For a brand new one, it's $3.5 million for the same plane. Mm-hmm. And we put aside $2.5 million to this plane, right? Later, we found out that this plane is going to be refurbished, which is cool. And I said, that's a lot of money to refurbish a plane. But I said, why don't just put an extra $1 million and get a brand new one? But it's cool. Then we concluded that the Ministry of Finance or the Office of the Prime Minister was going to refurbish this plane. Repurposed. Remember the word they use is repurposed, mm-hmm. right? Whatever this plane was done before is going to be repurposed to be used for the members of parliament, for the cabinet and whatever government ministers. Then the Minister of National Security spoke. I was surprised when he did speak because I said, this has nothing to do with you, mate. this Ministry of Finance offers a prime minister business. And we found out that no, this plane is for them. It's a Ministry of National Security plane. They had this plane long time. They're trying to get it transferred to them for a long time. In fact, they're using this plane, right? And that it's going to be refurbished, right, with using national security monies. And I said, but no, this slang item is not in the national security budget. It's in the Ministry of Finance budget. What is the minister talking about? I said, why y'all keep on changing the story? Then we heard the minister say, no, we're not even complying to use, even though it's not my budget, I have it budgeted no place. We're not going to use all of this money that is not budgeted in my budget, which is budgeted inside the finance budget, and we're going to refurbish it. And in fact, this is a police plane, and that is going to be for police missions, right? And if the plane is available and the prime minister won't use it, he can ask. And if an MP won't use it, they could ask. But they could get asked and they could get denied. It ain't for that. This plane is for the police. It ain't for y'all to go back and forth. But if it's not being used, it can be used, right? So I wanted to know, right, do you pay the pilot extra money? Who will be responsible for the maintenance? Will it be the Office of the Prime Minister or be the Ministry of National Security, right? And in general, I still don't know.
And what do you expect the figure to be in next year's line item, right? If you said you need $2.5 million to refurbish and outfit the plane so that it'd be fit for purpose, transporting police officers and potentially government personnel, what is the projected line item for next year?
So my question to you is this conversation worth having? Because the Minister of National Security said, this is small stuff, man. We take planes all the time. We repurpose planes all the time.
Can't be so, because he also says, when we got permission for it to come back to the police, it's been over 9 to 12 months of the jumping through the hoops of getting this. That doesn't suggest to me that you've done it so often, big deal. It suggests that you have never done it before, and protocol had to be established for you to be able to do it.
Fred Mitchell also commented on a plane, and he mentioned that the FNM had a plane too, right?
Hold on, wait. I saw that, and I wanted to ask you, does the government have a time machine? Because I can't believe Fred Mitchell went back 32 years.
Yeah, you're going back to
tell this story.
Original 1992. He went to 1992 and say, man, yeah, they had plane back then. And the planes would take prime ministers and MPs all over the place. So I was a little confused about it.
Let me just read that headline. Come on, go ahead. Mitchell, FNM made mistake selling a government plane. Again, Mitchell, FNM made mistake selling a government plane. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell said the FNM made a mistake in 2002.
That's Ingram.
When selling a government plane, quote, there are millions of dollars being spent, economies can be employed as a result of it, and that's basically the argument, close quotes, he said, defending the Davis administration's decision to spend $2.5 million on a confiscated plane officials are repurposing for government use. Mr. Mitchell added, quote, we just get ourselves distracted in so much nonsense in this country when there are actually serious issues we have to face. I want to get to the part where he went back to 1992.
But see, for government's use, is it going to be repurposed for police use or government's use? See, it's a conflict, small conflict. Like I said, it might be a distraction, but that's two different stories.
This is a distraction.
That is a distraction.
Taking us back to 1992 is obviously a distraction.
We need to have a compare and contrast. You're saying that Ingram sold the plane.
That's all. Hold on. That's all he said. There is no other reference to the plane in this very short article in today's Tribune.
So it seems as if our government hasn't had a plane since Ingram sold it in 1992 in terms of a government plane for MPs. Other than that, they would have chartered a flight, a private flight, or used. How many police planes do we have? Or is this the only police plane that we have? And when last has a government official used a police plane to travel to the family island?
I am looking up the Royal Bahamas Police Force website right now. I tried to go to the website this weekend. to determine if what I had heard about the police having, they call it an air wing, mm-hmm. like the police having a whole air unit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have an air unit.
Right, but the website's still not up.
The website's still down?
Royal Bahamas Police Force, the website is down. The last message I read suggested you should take your wallet with you when you go to find out why it's down. It's been down for too long.
You remember when we had, what a place, the hurricane in Abaco, and we couldn't land there because we had no plane?
Dorian?
Yeah, and we had to use the ship for, what a place name, that English ship.
So you mean one of the British military? British.
Yeah, they had to wait till they landed first before the Bohemian servicemen, uniformed men, could have landed.
Didn't stop in New Providence to pick up the Bahamians?
Well, no, they landed by themselves. But anyway, that's a different story.
They weren't led by Bahamian forces?
Apparently not. But see, I remember these small tidbits.
You know? Oh, I was remembering something else, like how the people insisted that only 70 people died in Dorian. That's the part that I can't forget.
It's more than 70. Yeah, we go to caller.
Even Dwayne Sand said it was about 270, but I don't believe that figure either.
Man, if they say 70,
Caller,
the caller, hang up.
I'm sorry, caller.
And apparently the Defense Force has a plane, or planes. And all of these planes that they do have has been confiscated.
So they are using planes that they have confiscated in their
events. Yes, and now the official, I'm not sure if they call it government planes or they are police uniform type planes, but it apparently exists. But let's go to this caller, and then I want you to conclude whether this conversation is a distraction or is it a scandal. Go ahead, caller, can you tell me?
Yeah, morning.
Morning, sir.
Ms. Green and the host here. Let me find out, if this thing about the government, the prime minister having access to a plane was just the synopsis of how the plane is being discussed in parliament.
Well, the prime minister does not have access to the plane. It's the police plane.
No, but I think the prime minister, whether it be Mr. Brave Davis, whether it be Mr. Pintard, whether it be whoever, the prime minister should have an Air One.
They call it
the Flamingo,
Air Force One.
The Dolphin, the whatever. The conch shell, whatever you want to call it. The three things I think the prime minister should have. Mm-hmm. A good functioning car. Mm-hmm. A good home owned by the Bahamas government. Like how we have a government house. And a plane. Mm-hmm. They can always use the Defense Force boat.
No, he needs a boat, too. He needs to have his own boat.
The prime minister.
No. The prime minister needs to have his own boat, too.
A dinghy?
Yeah, okay, if you want to go that far, yes. I agree.
Once we have the money, we can do it.
Well, if they making noise about this $2 million for a plane.
No, they just asked what it's for.
The plane costs way more than that.
Which number boy have a plane?
Man, that's not getting to it.
I think the point
you were making, caller, is the public concern about whether the prime minister should have a plane or not. Or is the public concern about the matter in which the issue has been revealed to the public?
You go to the head of the class, Ms. Green.
Let me ask you this. If the Bahamian people in majority are concerned, should their voices be shut down? That's all I want. Thank you very much, caller.
No.
I just want to make sure which one is more important, the voice of the prime minister or the voice of the people. Right. Mm-hmm. If the majority of the Bahamas say, Mr. Prime Minister, no. I appreciate you. Right. You deserve all that. Mm-hmm. Right. But right now, no. I'd everything else. I just want to know. You know? Sometimes Bahamian people don't work. Their opinions don't matter.
Yeah. You know? I mean, in all instances, the voice of the people is more important than the voice of the prime minister. The prime minister is there to serve on behalf of the people.
You sure?
His job is to bring the voice of the people to light.
And if the people ask for an explanation, should an explanation be given? If I say, hey, I see you put $2.5 million aside, can you explain what you're doing? Should that be something that happens? Or should we say, no, I didn't say it what it's for, and your opinions or your concern doesn't matter.
Absolutely. We are deserved of explanations. We definitely deserve it of an explanation. But in particular, mm-hmm. There's something that's said here by Mr. Monroe that just suggests to me, of course you have a duty of care to explain to us what it is what you're doing with the money. It is about how the money will be or possibly not be used. I have to find that part where he said, we may not use all the money,
mm-hmm.
right, in this article. If you keep talking, I can find it as we're
and
talking.
Also, how much should be budgeted? Like, there should be a formula. You just don't throw out $2 million and then you find out, we only could use $40,000. Why so high? Should there be an outline to say, we plan to ask, and should that come out of the police budget, or should that come out of the Office of the Prime Minister travel budget? Are these questions, is information important? I have a text here, and let me go to the phone line right now. And also, I want to talk about shares. Is that a scandal, or is it a discretion, right? This NIB shares. This text says, it's a scandal and a distraction. Their scandalous act is distracting from important issues that should be discussed with transparency, like energy, affordability, and reliability. I guess that's the text of saying that. But let's go to this caller right now, Aaron. You looking for notes?
Yeah, I found it.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Producer, pass the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? You go on. Go ahead. Read your notes there, Aaron.
All right. So the quote is, Monroe said, even though 2.5 has been allocated, it is not likely that the full sum will be used for the plane's refurbishment. Why are y'all doing that?
Why is he speaking on someone else's budget? That is not his money.
The question is, if it is, I mean, maybe he's going to say, I'm speaking on it because it is my business. And then we say, if it's your business, why is it not under your ministry section of the budget?
Mm-hmm.
If it were your business, the $2.5 million set aside for acquisition of an aircraft would have been in the Ministry of National Security's portion mm-hmm. of the budget.
That'd be like operational expense but instead of capital expense.
Right. It's like,
it's under capital.
See,
you're buying some.
If we were sufficiently concerned when it was exposed that $25,000 was taken from the Persons with Disabilities Commission mm-hmm. for a second memorial for O.B. Wilchcombe for civil servants at Bahama. If people had concerned themselves about that, then they would understand why people are concerned when the minister says, even though $2.5 million has been allocated, it is not likely that the full sum will be used. If it's not likely, why is the full sum there?
Yeah. Money is there to spend. Let's go to the caller, Tim. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning.
I see what you're trying to do there playing this song.
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
I'm Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
It was me who called at the end of your show and brought up the issue with the plane.
Yes.
See, we're hearing all kind of bloviation from the Minister of National Security. He called it jargon, political jargon, but it gone from a line item not explained in Parliament. And remember, me and 52 schoolmate Pintard, during his convention speech, mentioned about the people or the prime minister flying up and down on private jets with non-purpose, non-functional people with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You all recall that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, now this plane is not being explained because then they sent out last week, I think it was, the ramming man from the OPM office didn't give any explanation, but did admit it's a plane that has been confiscated. On Friday, I called Howard Show, and I mentioned that my information, understand, it's the same plane that was in a drug bust less than 1 month after they came to power in 2021. If this plane is being used, and I know about planes because I know about owning plane, that when you take on the issue of a plane that you have in your possession, the first thing you do is find out the time on the engine, you get it serviced, you get it the engine time, because all of that can be found out, the total time on it. Mm-hmm. The two engines and the two props, that you get them refurbished. And then you worry about the painting of the plane and the seats, some of the seats were in the plane, and there ain't much carpet in the interior. If they've been using this plane since they had it in their possession, there ain't nothing much that needs to be done with the plane, because they've proven that this plane is workable, It's airworthy, and where they he comes now, and the only thing being mentioned new is they mentioning a gurney to be used for medevac. He used the term medevac, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how much does a gurney cost? They could borrow a couple of gurneys from the hospital, but all of them, but they ain't running.
I mean, listen, sir, I chuckled just now when you said that, but they have to outfit the plane so that they could secure, right? So that they could secure a gurney for the purpose of the flight. You see what I'm saying? So that part right there, my question is why? My question is why? Mm-hmm. Not why are you putting that in the plane? Is this what citizens on the Family Islands have to rely on? Is it going to be available to citizens if they need an emergency evacuation? Or is this only for government personnel that may need a medical evacuation?
It's a police plane.
And then should we call Dr. Dwayne Sands back in to talk about medical apartheid?
Yeah. And it's not a medical evacuation plane. It's a police plane.
But they want to build in the capacity to evacuate people who may need medical care.
No. This could be a police plane evacuate police who needs medical care. Because it's a police plane. When you go in a police car, you don't go in the front seat, no. You go in the back seat. They're saying. But let's talk about let's talk about the shares that NIB, right? Is it a scandal or is it a distraction? If the NIB needed money, could they sell these international shares, this portfolio they have? Or that's a scandal by selling it?
I don't know. I haven't been following that particular story sufficiently. Mm-hmm. I could be honest with you. Every time Keith Bell speaks,
you get confused, eh?
Yeah, I wonder. Like, I was confused on why he spent an hour and a half lambasting the FNM, and he only had 2 hours to talk about the work that he's done and the work that he plans on doing.
The minister say he's doing a good job?
I mean, he could see the same way that Frankie said all of these companies involved are A-OK.
Yeah.
I mean, all the companies involved are, might as well be yours. In fact, let me rephrase that. We're still trying to determine how many involve you, sir.
Have some kind of interest or something.
Keith Bell can't.
No, you can't speak. Well, anyway, let's go to the caller. Look how you talk about Keith Bell, Minister Keith Bell. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Producer, pass the caller too. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, see, Alan Johnson, yeah. Maybe 4 questions. Mr. Nuri, what is the legal name you're known by?
Cecil Nuri.
Ms. Green, what is the legal name you're known by?
I mean, I have plenty, but Aaron Green is the ones I can give you.
Okay, now explain to me. Explain those to me.
What do you mean explain those to you?
You make my point. The truth needs no explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to say the idea that they'd be explaining it means something is untrue.
If you have to keep explaining something this way and that way and whatever, the truth is absolute. And every time we hear from this administration, it always, they say the truth, and they have to explain it. If it's raining outside, you could go outside and see water. You don't need an explanation about the humidity and the clouds and this and that, and the fact that you may not see it touch the water yet and this and that, and it's coming or it's gone and all of these different things.
I have 30 more seconds for you. Why did the FNM administration know the NIB and their investor board sold the shares?
It didn't share. No. Just give me 1 minute. Let me explain to you fiscal policy versus monetary policy. The government is responsible for fiscal policy in the economy. That's keeping money going. Let's go back to the monetary policy, that's the stability of your currency. Okay? The question then becomes, who is responsible for what? Can the government dictate to the central bank?
No.
It cannot. So the central bank, the monetary policy managed by the central bank, it focuses on the money supply, the interest rates, the influence economy growth. Okay? The fiscal policy is managed by government, focused on spending and taxation to influence the economy. They have a direct impact, but slower to implement. The monetary policy by the central bank is quicker to implement, but it has more indirect effects. The central bank law which is passed by the PLP, allowed a form of parking U.S. currency overseas while weighing the risk of investing it. But it's part of the full backing of our dollar. So Seattle & Johnson has $50 million. The central bank says to me, you can invest it overseas, but understand, we're giving you U.S. currency to take over of reserves to protect the dollar, and we could ask this back from you on demand. How does it resolve? Because at any time we have a crisis or a need for it, we could tell you, bring back our money, and we'll give you back your Bahamian money. The way for that to happen is for me to liquidate what I have. The central bank has a calculated risk that I might send $50 million but only bring back $40 or something else of that sort. That is all part of the formula. That's monetary policy. A cabinet minister, this is the collective responsibility of cabinet. They are running a country, not a tuck shop. They are supposed to know fiscal policy, monetary policy, and how they overlap, and exactly what is it is being implemented by the central bank and by themselves. That's why this is a distraction. I think Ms. Kamalafi said it best, dead caddy. So they're moving back between gaslighting us and now dead catting us. And they have been good at both, but they have not been good at governing. That's the problem we have. What we need is good governance. We are an economy facing crisis with energy, with inflation, lack of jobs. You have people employed. Guess what? The beauty about the employment thing says everybody's employed, but it doesn't reflect the underemployment or anything else that is not being met because of inflation, because of energy, all these different things. We have a country in crisis. We're not talking about it. What you have is an inept, incompetent, and incapable government seeking to distract us.
I hear you. See, Alan, you sound like a political speech. Let's go to the next caller, dear producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, Aaron.
You heard that speech See, Alan did just now?
Good morning.
You spread it thick.
I heard part of it. But C.A., mm-hmm. Aaron, whose report shall you believe? You know, Mr. Lang always say, tell the story to end the story. This, another car gate. You remember the thing with the car?
Yes, sir.
Now it's the thing with the plane. It seems like these people are listening to Guardian Radio. Somebody called last week and say, oh, they could use that plane to evacuate people from the islands for medical purposes. Now Mr. Munro come and say, oh, the plane can be used for medical purposes. Would somebody please stand up? Somebody who knows what is going on? I asked Mr. Lang, whose responsibility was it to present this line item or in Parliament? He said, anybody. I said, it just couldn't be anybody, because it would be like the story with somebody, anybody, and nobody could have done it. But now, Mr. Lundy was the one who offered the initial response to why the plane was there. And then after that, Latrell came after somebody called on the radio, and he confirmed what the man say. And now Munro say the plane is falling under his ministry. So what's going on here, man?
We just saying now is a scandal or a distraction.
Can't we get one thing right, Ma? And all them people, what they got down there, what they paying all the big money for? Why are you CA to be the spokesperson so you can get this thing right?
I need a contract, by the way.
Yeah,
I appreciate
have
it.
A good one.
Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to the next caller.
I just didn't want to say, look at how they desiccated, they dismantled the local media and then still can't put out a cogent, consistent message.
Everything just different. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Mary.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the prime minister should be on resident and their plane.
And a boat.
And a boat, yes. Time for us to go to that level.
And a mansion. It needs to be like comparison to the U.S. mansion.
Right. I also want to touch on NIB. What I saw and what I heard from the House of Assembly, the Parliament channel, I think it needs to be investigated. And the question is, if it does investigate it, what's the government going to do about it?
What you mean by investigating? What are you investigating?
Well, the information that came out about the wasteful money. I didn't know.
What was it wasted? Mind you, it has a paper trail. What was it wasted on?
Well, what I do, let me rephrase that. I didn't know the NIB got shares in Facebook, Amazon, and all of that. Would that go on back to the consumer or to the members of the NIB?
Well, it was liquidated to get cash, access to cash. And they, right, and they spent it on behemoths.
Right, but why behemoths was not informed?
Because they have an investment board, and the investment board does this every day. They invest and they spend back and forth. Every day. They're doing it now as we speak.
Yeah, I know we're doing it now, but I'm talking about in the past.
No, from the beginning. Like from the beginning, they've been doing it from then to now. Same thing.
Well, okay, so you have to have a payment. They'll tell you that's something new to them.
I don't know why it's something new. I knew all the time. They have an investment board.
You don't know that all the time.
You didn't know they had NIB have an investment board?
No, you didn't know that.
You don't know that they bought mansions here as investment? Like the Attorney General's office is owned by the NIB? Like a number of government buildings is owned by NIB because of the investment board? You didn't know that at all?
What I learned in my degree course, what you don't know, you ask. That's why
I'm just surprised that you didn't know that NIB owned buildings and investments around the world. I'm not sure.
Around the world, no.
Okay.
I know local shares here.
Okay. I appreciate
you. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. I just thought everyone knew that.
What I gleaned over the weekend was that, quote unquote, accusing the FNM of selling NIB shares, that it's a decision made by central bank. It's a role or function of central bank to advise, right? And I think it's either a decision made by central bank or advice given to
NIB investment board. Advice given to by central bank. To get more money. Let's go to the callers. They're all kind of callers, but calling in now. Go ahead, caller. Caller going once. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
go ahead. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say all this back and forward from all these different ministers talking 32 years ago, the whoever never tried to correct what is being done, they have exposed themselves. And it can't be cleared up no more because it tells us who they are. And the story goes, a leopard never changes spot. They are fooling us as Bahamian people. The Bahamian people now needs to know who they are. Election time is coming soon, and we know just what to do. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you very much, Colin. This text says, as it relates to the NIB shares, if the government had with that sale while in opposition, shouldn't they have challenged that decision through PAC? If it was truly an FNM government decision or not a central bank NIB decision, the entire situation screams calculated distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next caller.
I was just going to say, we still don't know if we're going to see declarations gazetted for the 2023-2024 or for 2024. We're not going to see that. We still don't know if we're going to see that. And we still haven't gotten one second, caller. We still haven't gotten a tally for the 50th Golden Jubilee Independence.
We can never get
budget.
That tally here.
But they already announced the 51st. They already get the budget for the 51st.
We can never get it.
Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning. CA, I have to bring your award to you today, this morning.
Go ahead.
It's a nice little golden globe. Calculated distraction. You said it. Distraction. Mm. Isn't that sad?
It is sad. I'm surprised you ain't mentioned the hospital yet. Because you know every time you call, you mention to me, you ain't get the hospital yet.
Oh, no. We haven't gotten a lot of things for our people yet, like Grand Bahama. And C.A.,
mm-hmm.
C. Allen keeps calling, and it's starting to sound funny. But ask C. Allen, please.
Mm-hmm.
Not Freeport, because no government can do anything in Freeport. They can do everything in Freeport until they get in power, and then they can do nothing in Freeport. Why his party, the FNM, which sounds like, and the other party has done nothing for West and East Grand Bahama, where the port has no jurisdiction. Did they get a new hospital? Did they get proper living facility? That's what I want to know. Or does it look like it looked before Freeport even came in 55? And he needs to answer that. Because if you're pushing for one of the other parties, I have a problem. Because last night, I listened to a video and I listened to a, I believe it was Merrill Lynch, but whatever, a U.S. financial investor expert. And he told me some things that I can't believe what we did with our and people's NIB money. And to buy a building locally with the NIB money, knowing we don't maintain buildings. So you will buy a building with NIB money for whatever, 5, 10, 20 million. And a few decades later, you bulldoze the building. That is the worst thing you should invest with my money. But what I heard with my NIB money, where we had invested in some very powerful stocks, and then we sold them off
buy them
at
back.
The bottom.
We can buy them back.
Y'all have a good, one.
We like definitely. To buy things back.
We buy it back. This text says, C. Allen has a point, but can we see the truth when we do not have any Freedom of Information Act? We ain't getting no Freedom of Information Act no time soon.
You ain't getting public disclosures. You ain't getting no Freedom of Information Act.
I even stopped asking for a public disclosure. I expect next March we'll ask for it again, and it'll be like 2-3 years.
I appreciate Organization for Responsible Government reminding us is all you got to do is check the line item and determine whether they have budgeted enough money to realize the policy enhancements that they have indicated they want to engage.
Yeah. This next test says, firstly, the PM tired of us peasants questioning why he is traveling. Secondly, we don't want to pay customs for his caviar and gold no more like people
in
Mexico.
That's why you should have a private plane so you could just bring it in past customs?
We need to portray that we are the richest nation in the Caribbean. Aaron, all the time.
You know how you do that?
How do you do that?
You have a working hospital. You have roads that work, with street lights that work, with traffic lights that are all functioning
properly.
Important,
Aaron.
With signs so that tourists know that you drive on the left in the Bahamas.
Such things aren't important,
and there's
Aaron.
No turn right on red.
I know some behemoths who will call and say, hell with plane.
I agree that the Prime Minister definitely should have a mansion. How many MPs are there? 39?
Yeah.
It need to have 40 rooms.
All of them live there one time?
All live one time. One electricity bill.
There could be some big rooms, though. You know they need big mansion rooms. Let's go to the caller there. And you have anything more to read, man?
Yeah, Eleuthera plagued with poor water supply.
Is that a scandal? Or is that a distraction? Let's go to the caller.
I don't
want to
say scandal. It's an indication of an administrative crisis.
You know,
so I don't expect them to keep the water on for me, but I can't believe you invited
Disney all the way
down. I saw
the MP wrote a letter, so he vexed that they have no water.
The MP who's the Minister of Works? Is it Clay Sweeney?
I smiled.
The Minister of Works?
You saw the roads, though.
He can't be vexed.
He needs. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? So Eric will read this after you go.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Good. I just reached the call late, but I heard what Graham was saying, and I just wanted to comment to that. Our normal government representatives are not businessmen. Most of them are lawyers. We don't have enough economists. I'll give you some examples. Clicoship, effectively bankruptcy after it owed $18 million, right? The Prime Minister came online afterwards and said that they will cover all claims. Right, they put aside $30 million to cover all claims, and he said that Clico was receiving $1 million a month in premiums just for life insurance. They were still receiving $1 million a month just for life insurance. They could have put Clico not in full bankruptcy, but I think it's Chapter 11, as opposed to I think the other one is Chapter 8, right, which is full bankruptcy. They could have, which is where it is managed. Right? They could have taken that $30 million and become, I think, an invested partner in a similar way that the U.S. saved the insurance companies there. They could have taken that $30 million, paid the $18 million, and allowed Clico to run. All of these pensioners would have still had their insurance, right? Another example is the BTC. BTC, the decision made to sell BTC was in 1992, when BTC was not profiting. It took them, I don't know how many years, to finally come through with a decision. I was in Cayman at the time. I asked Cable and Wireless, are you interested in the BTC sale? No, they were not in 1992. Yeah, that was in 2000, actually, that I asked them. Right? Here it now comes later on, more than $100 million a year. They sold it for, what, $200 and something? So the company effectively got their investment back in about 3 years. And this is because we do not have enough economists. There was no investment bank involved in the sale of BTC, and an investment bank would have decided this is the value of BTC, this is what it would have been costing. And these are the problems that we have. I'm complimenting what Graham is saying, in that we do not have economists and proper business people in this government to say this is the way things should do. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. We're going to take a break. Caller, I see you. If you could hold on. And we're going to take a short break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And, of course, Aaron Green is with me. And we are discussing whether these things that is being talked about in the news right now is a scandal or a mere distraction. Somebody is trying to distract us from what is actually going on. And that's what the conversation is going to be about. Anyway, we're going to be right back in a couple seconds.
Is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-0. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I see we have a caller on the line. Let's go straight to the caller. And then we go to Aaron Green so we can read whether this thing is a scandal or another distraction. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mr. Nuri. Can you hear me? I'm in my car.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. I'm just calling. I may have missed it because I was in my car, got out of my car, but there was a gentleman who talked about not knowing that NID had an investment committee. Has anybody responded to him yet?
Go ahead. You tell me.
Okay. I said for his sake and the sake of all the other Bahamians who don't care to know what's happening with their Social Security program into which they pay their contributions, all you have to go is nib-bahamas.com. On the homepage, on the right side, there's a list of publications. In those publications are the actuarial reviews done every 5 years and the annual reports, which are required to be done by June 30th of every year. In those annual reports, in every single one, it lists the committees, investment committees, HR committees, finance committees, all kinds of committees, audit committees, did I say that? And they list not just the committees, but the names of the members. So they're there. Bahamians, I don't know. Just look. It's there. You don't need a politician to tell you anything.
And ma'am,
the annual reports even tell you how the investments are spread out. What's happening with the investments.
Ma'am,
so
I truly appreciate you.
For politicians, would you say? Sorry.
Repeat it one more time. And guess what? All those stuff, because I'm trying to go into the website and they say it's not available. But give me that website address.
Oh, again. I don't know what's going on with it. But I retired in 2021, so I can't tell you what's happening.
But you
if
said
up or down now.
But you said nib-bahamas.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
On the right side, publications. Under publications, actuarial reviews, annual reports. I know I was responsible for getting annual reports out every year until I left. And so if you want to know who the investment committee members were during the time Bell is talking about, just look at that year, whichever one of the years in those 5 years.
And all that information right there on the website?
And not only that, as I say, the annual reports tell you what's happening with the investments, where the investments are, what had to be liquidated. 2016 is when NIB's contributions and investment income were insufficient for the first time, insufficient to cover both benefits, assistance, and administrative costs. So when you talk about liquidating shares, maybe think of that. Maybe have that in mind before we do the knee-jerk responses, you see?
And I appreciate you, your commentary, and thanks for calling in. I know you're in your car now. The investment board, is it their job to liquidate, buy, sell, look for assets to purchase? What is their general mandate?
It's not an investment board. It's a committee, investment committee of the board. And so the investment committee of the board, as the HR committee of the board and any other committee of the board, they do their due diligence. They have professionals associated with whatever area, and they make recommendations to the board. And then if the board needs to, they make recommendations to the government.
Wait, so you're trying to say the government can't call NIB and say, sell the shares?
Say that again?
The government can't call the NIB and say, sell the shares?
I don't know. Maybe they could, but I'm just telling you there's a committee. And if they say to sell, disagree. They have to discuss that, and it has to be agreed. Even when, think of it, when the government wants to build a clinic, it has to go to the board. NIB has a board, an 11-member board. They have to agree.
Do you think politically appointed boards, like say, hey, you dare to do my bidding?
Well, the board is appointed, but the board consists of committees. And there's a committee responsible for. In fact, there's a committee, I mean, investment department of the board. There's actually a department of the board.
A whole department?
There's a whole department of the board. At least there was when I left.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much,
so
ma'am.
These things are easily, you can easily find these. Don't wait for politicians to come on your TV and tell you anything.
I got an inbox bell now to ask them about these questions.
Yeah.
You're confusing me, man. But thanks very much, ma'am.
He's the Minister of National Insurance, though, so perhaps I'll ask Mr. Sears.
Okay. There you go. That answers that. I appreciate you, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
That says that, Aaron. Let's go back to the callers.
Yeah, I mean, I never believed somebody just sell the shares and then tell nobody. Like, no, that's what was suggested. But by whom?
What is immigration? No, you ain't immigration no more.
You mean the one
we
removed
from immigration quickly.
That's
quick.
What I meant.
Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Producer Patrick Culture. Go ahead, caller.
Is that me?
That's you. Turn on your radio.
Yeah. Wow. That's a place. Wow. I can't find my radio now. Hold on.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call going once. Okay, we just wait for Bremer to call back in the meantime because apparently his radio is not working. But yeah, that was an interesting tidbit, and I would like to thank the caller for calling in to explain what's supposed to be general knowledge and make it be more.
Now let's talk about what's supposed to be general knowledge.
Yeah,
I appreciate the sentiment of the caller, mm-hmm. right? Like the law, the onus is on you to inform yourself, mm-hmm. right? But many people become frustrated to the point of quitting, right? Trying to inform themselves about government and state agency procedures and protocols, rules and instructions, because they are so hard to think that walking into a government agency for a particular service, there would be a space where they clearly explain, or they explain as clearly as possible, what the procedures are for the various services that they offer, right? Mm-hmm. People think that accessing the internet and these websites are that easy. I'd be honest with you, right now, sitting here trying to access nib-bahamas.com, we got multiple different, we got two different results. Sometimes we put it in and it takes us to this, the page can't be found. Mm-hmm. And then when you put it in the search for NIB,
it came up.
It'll come up.
So it does work.
Right? But it works sometimes. Sometimes it don't work. And I'm not sure why.
Well, I appreciate the caller because now we found out that investment person who was online yesterday talking about NIB sales and whatever it is, that person was making no sense.
What do you mean online?
COI had a whole investment. Sometimes you just shake
your
head.
I didn't watch it.
Sensible people don't watch that. Anyway,
let's
squeeze these last two callers in because it's time to go. Go ahead, Coley. Can you hear me?
Good day, who's stuck?
You have 20 seconds. Go ahead, Bremer. Go ahead.
We need justice, law, in the Bahamas here. Now, the thing is, what bugs me about this whole situation, right? When I say the other day, several weeks ago, government wanted to implement a tax from NIB. The thing is, we didn't know all the NIB had all of those arms whereby people were making money, plenty money, other than the Bahamians. You see? And the thing is, when I say that, I can show you that ain't much real Bahamians have job or hard job. These people, those people got to quit jiving.
Okay.
And the Bahamian people got to wake up.
Okay, people got to wake up. Let's go to the next caller because we got to go. You have your 20 seconds, caller. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that was Miss Pandora Butler. She was a regular contributor to Dwight Jill.
I appreciate her.
When I remember when the central bank made that pronouncement that, you know, that the government will be, you know, selling some of their external investment, but they didn't say NIB, you know, they said the government. So I thought this one itself had invested in these shares, and you know.
Thank you.
I didn't know it was like NIB money.
Listen,
like that.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. We're all out of time. Thank you for your contribution. Mr. Nuri, I read yesterday somebody shared a link to a Harvard review of the decision, and their review was quite positive, right? Praising the decisions made by the authorities to deal with the investments in the way that they did. It's been a full show. We want to thank all the callers and texters for joining us this morning. By us, I mean Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You guys have a great day and stay tuned. The Foundation with Howard Grant is up next.